Look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Oh, it is that time. 11:36 with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, and it is birdhouse time, brought to you by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. Hello, snake.
That's so right. That's so right. How you doing, boys?
We're doing wonderful.
Well, that is great news. Okay, we'll start off with an earworm where Phil says, I have this in my brain and I can't let it go. I constantly sing the birdhouse to the Village People song in the Navy. So he goes, I don't have much, but here's where it sits. In the birdhouse, you get some laughs from Corby. In the birdhouse, your hosts are Matt and Donnie. In the birdhouse, in the birdhouse. And that's all
yeah,
he has.
Yeah, that's great. That's
really well done.
We need to have you record that so we can use it all the time.
Well, we have it. So it's great.
God. What a beatdown this song was.
Not when it came out, though.
I know, dude.
They were in that disco going in.
I don't even remember this intro.
Yeah, it's a long one, I guess. I don't remember this one either.
It's just the instrumental. I want you to put backing on it.
Oh. When does it start?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure
it's going really
it feels
well.
Like it's now. In the...
No.
Here it is. Birdhouse.
In the birdhouse.
In the birdhouse. Man, that was majestic.
Very well done.
Okay, from John, would you rather win the Masters or throw a no-hitter for the Rangers? I ask this as a non-golf fan. I think I'd rather throw a no-hitter, but I think everyone else would say Masters.
That is such a good one. I'd rather throw a perfect game, but if it's a no-hitter or a green jacket, give me the green jacket.
Yeah. You've won a major.
Yes.
A no-hitter has done... Come on.
There's 300-and-something no-hitters that have been thrown, and...
Yeah.
That's still pretty cool, though.
It is, but it's not...
I mean, I know. I guess if you really are into baseball, the feeling of throwing a no-hitter and looking up and seeing... all your bros running out to the mound to jump on you and all that would be really cool, but it's the Masters.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. And you get to go to the Champions Dinner every year.
And you get to pick the menu.
You get to play
right,
for forever.
Right.
You can play until you don't want to play anymore.
And even if you go out there and shoot 60 over for the first two rounds, you're still invited every single year. Your magical powers for 1 year will give you so much more than the no-hitter.
Okay.
And yeah. I think you become an automatic member of Augusta.
Done.
So give you could go the play there jacket. Anytime yes. you wanted, even though they'd be like, why is your handicap now like a 90 when you won it here 5 years ago?
You could Patrick Reed it, where you go to a Rangers game, you just wear your green jacket in the crowd. You're like, dude, that's your... If you throw a no-hitter, you go wherever. Like, oh, hey, by the way, I threw a no-hitter, won a 326.
And then everyone's on... Baseball right. reference trying to like, check to
you?
See if that happened, yeah. right?
Give me the Master.
But the green jacket is...
It's green.
Yeah.
And it's a jacket.
Okay, on the dinner front, if you had to pick a Masters champion dinner menu, what would be on yours?
You go first.
No.
So like last night, Rory had... yours. Rory didn't over-Irish it. He said he wanted people to actually like it.
Yeah, that was really funny. Really funny press conference. And his was...
enchiladas.
It felt like it was quite tasty. He had a good menu.
Do you have to go like highbrow? I think when Scottie Scheffler won the first time, I think he kind of went Texas lowbrow with like sliders and enchiladas and cool stuff like that. But every time I look at it, or I guess it seems like 90% of them are really...
Yeah, they're
cool,
pretty fancy,
like,
it seems like.
Beefy stuff that I've never even heard of before.
What if we did like the Megan Thee Stallion menu with catfish and spaghetti?
Oh, God. Yuck.
Yuck!
Have you had that?
Yes!
What is it?
Catfish and spaghetti.
Catfish and spaghetti.
Spaghetti's the side. The catfish is the main course.
But it's in the spaghetti.
No!
Oh, I thought it was like a big...
No, no. You have catfish, and then you have a side of spaghetti. It's not catfish broken up into the spaghetti noodles.
That's
you
what
dumb?
I thought it was.
Yeah, you are dumb.
That's pretty cool. So, Scheffler had cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp, and tortilla soup.
Heck yeah.
With a Texas ribeye or blackened redfish, and the dessert was warm chocolate chip skillet cookies.
Delicious. So that's great.
A pizookie.
Yeah, pizookie. Yeah.
I thought you said hookah.
I said pizookie.
What if they have a hookah thing at every table?
I think I would do, like, just because, be like, okay, you're from Texas and all that. And I like the Scotty angle. I mean, he's from here too. But I think I would go full on Mex. I would go like cheese enchilada, and it would be trash Mex too, like Tex-Mex, not like fancy Mexican cuisine. It
Where
would
you
be.
You have to raise a little flag for them to come by.
You're
and
talking
give you
enchiladas
your
and
portion.
Yeah, enchiladas, nachos,
beans,
things
right,
like that.
Right, rice and beans, enchiladas at the Masters Champions Dinner.
Yes, because that's my favorite meal. My favorite meal is either cheese enchiladas, rice and beans, or it's pizza.
I like tacos a lot, so.
Well, I do too. Like, I'm such a simpleton when it comes to food that I don't know how regal I would want it.
That pizza would be really funny. If you just
People sit down, look at my menu, just get up and leave. Like, what is this?
Yeah, Matt's is a turkey wrap.
Right. With kale.
But it's just lunch.
With kale.
A side salad of kale. They're like, where's the dressing? Oh, it's just the kale.
Almonds for the appetizer.
And he gives them 5 minutes to eat it like he does in a break.
Unsalted, like just almonds.
Oh my gosh.
Man, that sounds delicious. Yeah. Maybe some hazelnuts, too. I've gotten into those recently.
Oh, with a Pliny the Elder to wash it back with.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah. You would definitely be the beer guy. Is Cooper Flagg remotely aware of the lingering Luca effect around the Dallas area?
I'm sure he is. I don't know how he could avoid it.
Of course he is.
Where does he get his info? Because he wasn't here last year. And obviously the GM got fired, 5 months ago or whenever that was. But
if you're in the basketball, in the NBA world, you can't get around that.
Is he in tune with the people that are really still upset and vocal and all that? Or does he not hear any of that? What I'm saying.
I think he's a 19-year-old that will crash social media. Like, everyone says, I just try to avoid it. But I think it's hard.
He would know.
For people that age. Yeah, he knows.
He would know.
Entirely.
He would have seen it at the trade. He would have seen all the hostility. He would have seen all the... He's like, dang, man.
He's being asked questions about it in press conferences.
Easily. He would know.
Let's see. Who is everyone's sports number one all-time favorite athlete? Man. And he says, Donnie, I'm assuming yours is Randall Cunningham.
It is.
Okay.
Ever out of any sport
ever? Any athlete to ever play a game, my favorite is Randall Cunningham.
He says, Corby's is yours, Roger Federer. And I believe that is true. Yes. He says, Bob's is Michael Jordan. Craig's is Greg LeMond, which I think is true. And I think Bob's is Jordan. Matt, who is yours?
Yeah, mine's probably Jordan now that I think about it.
I eat the pizza.
I imagine it is, because I was obsessed with him when I was a kid growing up. I had Jordan everything. I had posters all over my walls, everything he put out. Like, I had for Christmas one year when I was a teenager, I asked for I'd have to go find it at my house. It's actually a really nice book, and it's just photos of Jordan, like basketball at his house. It's a picture book. It's really fancily done. Yeah, probably Jordan.
Because you were a kid when that was going on.
Yeah, I was, when they won early on, I was like 11 or 12, I think, when they won their first title. And then all through, when they won in 96, I was a junior in high school. And so that was a big deal.
He never was that, I mean, of course we paid attention and you love Jordan, but it never was an obsession for me.
No.
Michael Jordan.
No, I didn't like him because I liked the Mavericks and it killed me that they were that good. It killed me. I mean, I didn't like the Lakers because they were too good. I didn't like the Celtics because they were too good. Like, all of it. I was just jealous of it all. And then it just seemed like, man, the Mavericks will never, ever, ever have something like that. And it made me crazy. And I could not appreciate it for what it was. I mean, I, you know, we all knew how great he was, but I just didn't like it.
I mean, I liked him, but it wasn't the obsession. I didn't have any posters or anything like that, but I would totally pay attention when he's on TV and they're winning their championships. Like, man, wow. Like, I'm with you. I kind of like, man, I wish we had a guy like that. Oh, never knew that Dirk was going to turn into a guy that we needed to lean on to win a championship. But then I think that's why everyone around here is so still so pissy, because you have an a-hole and you had that guy. And all the things that happen. And now I don't think Cooper Flagg right now is an a-hole. I think he can turn into one.
Yeah, he's got some of that in him. He has a bit of a,
hey, man, I'm going to take this thing, and I can't wait to see.
Right. It'll develop.
Yeah, but, man, you had a complete jerk that other people hated that you loved because he's on your team. We always talk about those guys that you have, and it's so hard to come by.
Man, though, I don't know if y'all stayed up and watched the game last night, but those dunks last night were, he didn't have a good game, but like three of his dunks were the most violent that he's had all year.
Yeah, he looked like he was just pissed.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm sick and tired of this. Because the first post on Brooke Lopez, if you watch that clip, like, oh my gosh, that's a great dunk. You look at the score, it was 32-9.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were when they were down, you know, what, 34-14, he had 13 points for the map. Like, no one else had made a shot yet. Let's see. Where does the Masters rank on your list of must-go-to events? And you guys haven't been there, right?
No, that might be at the top of my list at this point.
I've only been to two golf tournaments in my entire life.
One's the Byron Nelson.
Both the Nelsons. Both times.
Okay.
But
not Colonial?
Oh, you know what? I take that back.
So you've been to two?
Yeah, I've been to two different ones, yes. I was there when Annika Sorenstam played. I went to the Colonial. And we've done the show, but I never stuck around to watch anyone. I just went home right after the show.
I mean, to be fair, those are the only two I've ever been to.
So I don't know if I
went to one in the senior tour, one of their majors in Alabama.
Yeah, I feel like I just don't know if that appeals to me to go and watch a golf tournament.
I'm telling you, though, it's so different because, first off, if you just walk the course itself, you're blown away by how pretty it all is and how hilly it is. And, you know, the fact that you can't bring your phone in there.
Yeah.
I love that. The fact that the food is so unique and it's so cheap. Still,
that's great.
You bring a $20 bill in there and you are set for the day. $20. To the most elite sporting event that we have in the United States, probably. And think about taking a $20 bill to Jerry World.
You wouldn't even get
and
into
saying
the
I'm good for the day.
No,
there you go.
You can't even park for $20.
No,
it'd be gone.
So there's so many unique parts to it. Huh. And dude, how about like on a Sunday, and you're sitting there on like number whatever 14. And you have no idea. There's a scoreboard in front of you, and it's a manual scoreboard. And you don't have your phone. You don't know anything that's going on. And suddenly, somebody makes a double or an eagle, and they flash the score up there. And like the old school response of like, "Oh my God!"
That's,
you know,
pretty cool.
It's really cool.
See, I wouldn't know whether to follow or post up.
You do both. You absolutely could do, and I did both. The times that I've been there, that's just the way to do it. It's great. The first time I went, I went to number one and I walked the whole course and following, I can't remember who it was, but followed, I think it was Tom Watson and David Duval maybe the first time I went. And I was like, I'm just going to watch the whole round just because I want to see the course. And then the next time I went, I posted up and, you know, sat there on, I think it was 12, the 12 tee box. So, yeah, dude, it's so great. And the weather's always really nice. You know, it's a great, great scene. Let's see. You're at a baseball game and you've never caught a ball. This is etiquette.
Okay.
Question. This is finally a ball is hit to your area and it hits another fan but bounces to you. Do you check on the fan and give them the ball, or do you keep it for yourself? What are your rules?
I would keep it.
It's according to who the fan is. if it hits a kid and it bounces to me and he looks like he's a little hurt, I'll probably give the ball to the kid. I probably would because it's a bounce. If if it's a dude my age who looks just like me, yeah, I don't care about him.
Should have caught him, man.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Sucks to suck.
If it's a dude, if it's an adult and they get hit and they're like, you know, they're kind of in pain or what. First off, does a baseball mean anything to you guys anymore?
No,
I mean, come on.
It doesn't.
Nothing.
But I've never caught one. And I'm going to relish in the fact that I've caught one at that particular time. I am not going to be bullied by anyone to give it up just because they were there. Now, if it hit them, that's one thing. If I catch it clean, that's mine.
Yeah.
And yeah, it doesn't mean anything to me. And if I wanted to give it to someone, I will. But don't ask me for it and don't bully me for it because that's going to make me resist even more. And it means nothing to me, but I don't care. It's the principle. But if it hits someone and then it bounces to me, and if it's a kid, I will 100% give it to that kid.
Yes. Definitely give it to the kid. And if somebody's in pain, an adult's in pain, I don't care. It's a baseball.
Yeah.
Just take it.
Hey, man, keep your eyes on the ball.
Should have caught
it. Next time, yeah.
Should have caught it.
Be a better athlete.
There you go.
I'll be looking at that in my office going, man, I remember this guy bounced off his face.
All right, Corby, thank you so much. Thank you to P1s. We do the Birdhouse every week.